Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with the last broadcast before the term test, and the Easter holidays. Good luck with all that first. And now we're going to look at, or I'm going to read an article that's about reading and the benefits of actually reading using real books and writing using a pen or a pencil rather than using a computer. Apparently, it's better for us if we want to learn. Anyway, so the title is Why Reading Books and Writing Longhand is Better for Learning. My son is 18 months old and I've been reading books with him since he was born. Over the past 6 months, he has started to recognize a few letters and numbers. He calls a capital Y a yak after a picture on the door of his room, and so on. Reading is a young activity for humans. We have been speaking in some form for hundreds of thousands of years, and we are born with the ability to learn how to speak. However, the earliest writing began only 6,000 years ago, and every act of reading remains a version of what my son is learning, identifying objects known as letters and words, using our brains in the same way as we use it to identify trees, cars, animals, and telephone boxes. It's not only words and letters that we process as objects. Texts themselves, so far as our brains are concerned, are physical landscapes. So it shouldn't be surprising that we respond differently to words printed on a page compared to words appearing on a screen, or that the key to understanding these differences lies in the geography of words in the world. Research has shown that when given a choice between media ranging from printouts to smartphones, laptops, e-readers, and desktops, 92% of respondents replied that it was hard copy that best allowed them to concentrate. What exactly is going on here? Age and habit play their part, but there is also a growing scientific recognition that many of a screen's unrivaled assets, like hyperlinks, are either unhelpful or downright destructive when it comes to reading and writing. In three experiments in 2013, Pam Muller and Daniel Oppenheimer compared the effectiveness of students taking longhand notes with typing onto laptops. Their conclusion: the relative slowness of writing by hand demands heavier mental lifting, forcing students to summarize rather than to quote verbatim, in turn tending to increase understanding and retention. Tests suggest the experience of reading differs between letters learned through handwriting and letters learned through typing. It seems that the motor skill activating physicality of objects lights up our brains brighter than the placeless, weightless scrolling of words on screens. It's not all bad. Screens at their worst are at their worst when they ape the paper, but at their best, they're something which can engage and activate our wondering minds. Okay, now I'm going to hand over to Jerry Ho from 4B, and he's going to give us his take on this article.
I agree that hard copies are easier for us to concentrate on. Sometimes there may be hyperlinks, videos, photos that help us to understand it, but we will easily be distracted and it is hard to focus because the computers and smartphones are too convenient. We just need to touch a few buttons and we can surf the internet and play games. Although soft copies disturb us and stop us from concentrating, there are advantages. When we have words we don't know, we can look them up on online dictionaries to learn the definition and learn how to pronounce them. I used to study by soft copies. After I read this news article, I understand why I can't study effectively. I will try to use hard copies in order to help me study.
Thank you, Jerry. Well done. Can you just help me to read these words so that students know how to say them? First one, the act of writing is called longhand.
Longhand.
Verbatim.
Verbatim.
Hard copy.
Hard copy.
Unrivaled.
Unrivaled.
Retention.
Retention.
Assets.
Assets.
Ape.
Ape.
Destructive.
Destructive.
And mental.
Mental.
Okay, thanks very much. And just a reminder that the English Cafe is open. We had 10 students last week drinking coffee, hot chocolate, and talking about the article, and talking about other things too. So please come to the English room near the basketball court today from 1 o'clock. Thank you very much.